It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, mama. It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
And it is a Thursday, and we are going to be all over the place tonight. First and foremost, we're going to be talking again and again and again about this world of make-believe, because apparently they're just going to keep doubling down on the crazy. Surprise, surprise. We're going to talk about guns, more, quote, anti-Asian crimes. So funny how they continue to classify things like this. Somebody is a billionaire, even though he's a scumbag. We have doctors who are assaulting, abusing, mutilating. What word do we want to use for that? Kids? Some not so great news about Pfizer. All that and more coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, and before I forget, there's something dropping soon. Inez Stettman has an article out today in the Wall Street Journal. Maybe you already read it. Maybe you didn't. If you didn't, don't worry about it, because Inez is going to join us about an hour and a half from now. It's dropping soon. The Biden administration is dropping it, and it is something that affects all of us. So all that tonight is coming on the Jesse Kelly Show. And lest we forget, what's tomorrow? Chris, what's tomorrow? Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, baby. It's practically the weekend. Get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. And before I get into the world of make-believe stuff and its guns and trans insanity and all this other stuff, I thought maybe, it's kind of a rarity, I thought maybe we should start out with a feel-good story. You ready for one? Oh, just take me a second. Don't worry, then we'll feel like crap. Just quit, I'm kidding. Dear Oracle, I would like to share a recent win with you. A, quote, family-friendly drag show was scheduled to take place as part of a pride event at a children's playground in my town. I was completely shocked and disgusted to see such an event happening in my small rural town. After listening to your show for quite some time, I decided to take the bull by the horns and try to put a stop to it. I put together a group on social media of like-minded local parents, and together we contacted the city officials responsible for approving the permit for this event. I also sent the event information to Libs of TikTok. That's a great account on Twitter, in case you're not on there, and shared it on their page. And from there, it was picked up by Daily Wire and a few other news outlets. After gaining media attention and more public backlash, I am happy to report the event has officially been canceled. We have to start fighting back and protecting our communities and children. It can be done. And she says, I can say her name. Her name is Bree. Listen, we're not short on bad news, and we're not short on losses, and we're not short on things we can feel crappy about, or this or that, or this sucks, or Biden sucks, and inflation sucks, and everything sucks, right? I mean, especially, quit, Chris. We can make jokes. It's fine. We're not short on bad news. Celebrate some wins. We do have wins. I think it's important we stop and smell the roses now and then and celebrate our wins. And you should know, maybe you're looking around and maybe you look at all the endless crap in the world right now and maybe you feel helpless. In full disclosure, I do sometimes. It's just bad headline after bad headline, and this is terrible, and that's terrible, and that's terrible. And I'll have these moments because I genuinely love this place. You know, I'd really like to save it. Now, wouldn't you? And you have these moments where you think, we're screwed. It's over. Just drop a bomb on us. It's over. We're not going to make it. That's not true. We have so many different communities and places and little wins we can get. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, no, not here. You don't understand, not here. You don't understand how bad it is. And maybe you're right. Maybe you can't save it here. But maybe you can. Or maybe you can get one little win. Maybe you can't save your city. Maybe you can save your library. Maybe you can save your school. Maybe you can run for your school board and take it. All it takes is one person to start organizing like this person did, rally some people, inform some people, blow up the phones, blow up the emails, and you can get wins. You realize that's what they've done, right? That they always understood, the communists always understood here in the land of the free where people love freedom and people love all these things, he always understood that he was the minority. He just didn't have the numbers to ever make it move. But he also understood it can seem like he has the numbers. I mean, think about this. If you're on the city council, let's say you're on the New York City Council. What's bigger? What's bigger than that? Biggest, most important city. What's bigger than that? If I was to have one of the city councilmen on here and he was to give me an honest answer for how many emails he receives from constituents in a day, I will almost guarantee you in the biggest city in the world that he gets less than 100 emails a day from constituents. In fact, I bet you money it would be less than 50. How many friends do you have? How many friends do you have who are angry and disgusted about this or that or this or that? What if that city councilman in New York who gets less than 50 emails a day, what if he shows up tomorrow and he's got 200 of them? And they're all saying, you better stop this, you better stop this. No, remember we talked yesterday about the drag in New York middle schools. What if that's what you're mad about? And he shows up, and instead of 50, he's got a full inbox, and he's thinking, oh my gosh, the masses are coming down on me. That's what the communists have done for decades. They've been the loud voice. We've been the ones talking about how we're the silent majority. Oh, that's ridiculous. My school board would never go that way. Not in this area. We're the silent majority here. Silent majority, the communist laughs at those things. Silent majority? That's hilarious. Being silent means you're nothing. The problem with the silent majority has always been its silence. You existing with your values just being there and you just having them, you know what that gains us? Nothing. Not a daggone thing. What's that old stupid saying? If a tree falls in the forest and no one's there, does it make a sound? I mean, it is stupid, but it does apply here. You sitting in your home, just having the values you have, it doesn't take back a culture. We have to do things that we don't like. We have to do things that make us uncomfortable. And I'm not pointing fingers, remember. This applies to me, too. This applies to me. When I'm done work, if you want to call this job work, which I don't think radio is actually work, but if you wanted to call this work, when I'm finally done, it's Friday, we get done with an Ask Dr. Jesse show on a Friday, and I take these little headphone things off, and I pack it up, and I head off to Red Lobster for a celebratory dinner with the fam, as I will do, Chris. I don't want to go back to work till Monday. Now, I love my job. I wake up on Monday, and I'm excited, and I have things I want to say, and we're going to have fun, and I know all that stuff. I know all that, but I don't want to go back to work until Monday. Man, I'm off. I'm done. You know what? Somebody grab me a Bud Heavy. Let's go, hey, you know what? Get the fellas together. Let's go play some horseshoes, grill out some meat. I'm right there with you. Me too. But what if in my town, what if there was a drag show about to happen at a public park and I could wake up on Saturday morning and maybe instead of hanging out with the kiddos, making breakfast and stuff like that, and then maybe I'll go out and hit the links, play 18 holes. Maybe instead of doing all the things I wanted to do on a Saturday, maybe I wake up and do what the communist does. I wake up and think about how to evangelize on behalf of what I believe in. And what if I get on the phone, send out a group text. Don't ever put me on a group text, by the way. What if I get on the phone, send out a group text, send out an email to all my buddies? Hey, anyone got 20 minutes today? Let's go down to the city council. Let's go down to City Hall in Mass. Let's let them know how we feel. Hey, there's a school board meeting tonight. You feel like going to a school board meeting when you knock off work? Maybe you're heading home as we speak. You feel like heading down to the school board meeting and sitting through all the notes and the boringness and the, oh, this sucks. And of course you don't. Neither do I. It sucks. Well, are we serious about taking back this place or not? This lady, Bree, she decided she was going to do something. She organized some people on Facebook, or she says social media. I don't know where she did it. Now there's no longer a drag show at the kiddie park in her town. It's going to take us doing things that make us uncomfortable and things that are inconvenient. All right? Put a smile on your face. All right, now we're going to get to the world of make-believe. Apparently, there's going to be a gun violence czar, and Nancy Pelosi's crazy, Eric Adams is crazy, more anti-Asian hate, and more coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to that, let's talk about your knees and your back. Now, this probably isn't going to resonate with the younger people, but I will tell you, I'm 40 now, and I realize that's not ancient, but I noticed something in my life. My knees start to hurt. If my back starts to hurt, it means I need better footwear. Maybe I need new tennis shoes. Maybe I've been walking around the house in barefoot when I should be wearing my slippers. My slippers have a 3-tier cushioning system. I swear by them not because of the comfort, not just because my wife loves them and won't take them off, but because I can wear my slippers around the house all day. No knee pain, no back pain. It's like I'm wearing shoes with genuine great support. That's how great these things are. Look, don't take my word for it. Buy them, try them, don't like them, send them back. MyPillow's always been great about that. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Jesse, and that gets you $90 off right now for a limited time. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're driving, that's fine. Do it on the phone. 800-845-0544.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
The wild dogs cry out in the night. It is a good song. It is a good song, Chris. It is. You know, I feel like you always miss the punchline of the song, though. We have to get, like, inspired. No, you do. What? The slow rolling music is the best, except we get to play it for like 10 seconds, Chris. You know what? You suck. All right, never mind. I'm going to get to the world of make-believe here in a second. I'd have to say this one. Jesse, did I see right, or was that your face on the back of your phone's case during your first simulcast? Sheer bleeping hubris, the guy says, and it's Vinny from Long Island. Okay, yes, you can watch me do the radio show now. Yes, you get to see me and all my hand motions. Apparently, I make a lot of hand motions. A lot of people are commenting on that. It's how I express myself, man. And yes, my face is on the back of my phone. Okay, I don't know who else's face I would put on there. What am I going to put? Someone else's? Of course I'm going to put my face on there. You can watch, by the way, the simulcast. If you go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse, you can watch me do the show. One of the funniest things is I didn't know this was possible to put your phone, your face on your phone case. I didn't know that was possible until a couple years ago. And then I discovered there's basically a website for everything. You can go get a phone case and just upload any picture to put on there. And I thought, well, I mean, might as well do me on there. I throw it on there mainly just to make the wife roll her eyes. I mean, that's why we do half of what we do. Is it not, fellas, to get the wife to roll her eyes and yell? Well, now I enjoy it. And now I forget that it's on there. And I'll be talking in the phone or something like that in public. And I'll start getting the side eye from people. They'll be looking at me weird. Then I never know exactly what they're saying. But of course it's my face. It's a beautiful face, Chris. You know, we've talked a lot recently about the world of make-believe. Have we not? There's a great example right here. All this violence in places like New York. Eric Adams, he's going to tap a gun violence czar. Gun violence is always gun violence. Now, you're probably tempted at this point in time to say, it's not the gun. What are you talking? It's mental health. It's that, hey, New York already has these draconian gun laws and people are still getting shot. Gun laws don't work. Well, let me pause here. If you're going to make that argument, you better understand you're dealing with a person. Doesn't matter how high up, how accomplished they are. You're dealing with a person who resides entirely in a world of make-believe. And we've had this talk before on the show. Either you're making an effort to bring that person out of the world of make-believe into reality, or if you don't think you'll be able to do that, stop wasting your time. You can't join them there. You can't kind of put a foot in that world and be like, okay, I like this world that's not real at all. I think we can compromise. No, when they've chosen to live in a world of make-believe, and lots of times this is a choice, remember, they can read. They know all the statistics you know on guns and things like that. They understand the difference in gun violence in a place like New York City versus a place like Oklahoma. They understand that. They know all the facts you know. They can read numbers. They're choosing, making a choice to live in a world of make-believe. So you've got to let them go. Some people are beyond salvage. Listen to this. This is Dan Siciline? I don't know. I can't say his name. Whatever. He's probably Italian, Chris. He's a Democrat. Listen to this. Listen to this.
I don't think there is a single incident, and maybe there's one, but I've not found one, of an assailant using an assault weapon that was stopped by a person with a gun.
I don't think there's a single incident of an assailant using an assault weapon that was stopped by a person with a gun. And here's probably what you're tempted to do right now. You're probably frantically searching articles to give him examples of why there are. And by the way, there was one just last week. Just last week, it just happened. Like I think it was like 72 hours ago or something like that. It just happened. And you're tempted to say, no. Look, I did an image search, or I did a search. I have this article that says it was, and this article that says it was, and no, he's wrong. His facts are wrong. Here's the thing. He knows his facts are wrong. He has Google. He knows. They've been barraged by all the facts from pro-gun people forever. He knows. He doesn't care. Oh, but New York City has these terrible, terrible gun laws. And they still have all these people getting shot. Clearly, it's not the gun. No, you don't understand. Eric Adams knows it's not the gun. He doesn't care. And this goes way, way beyond gun. Way beyond guns. This is every single issue. They know. They understand. Their policies are all wrong and they're all lies. They don't care. We're on the verge of a Great Depression. That's my opinion. All right, we're in a recession. That's not an opinion, but we're on the verge of a Great Depression. Here's Joe Biden's economic advisor.
But do you look back now and say, you know what? We juiced the economy too much and we underestimated the risk of overheating the economy and overheating prices.
You know, look, it's easy to look back on what you said a year ago and, you know, find flaws, and I could probably do that. I actually thought what I said is something I would continue to stick with.
He's not sorry. They don't have regrets. As you watch your standard of living evaporate in front of your eyes, they're not sitting around saying, oh, dang, I got it wrong. Shoot. They know they screwed everything up. They don't care. They're going to continue to double down and double down and double down and double down. And look, they understand the destruction they've leveled by now. They understand it's not reversible. I mean, Joe Biden flat out and said it about gas prices.
There's a lot going on right now, but the idea we're going to be able to, you know, click a switch, bring down the cost of gasoline is not likely in the near term, nor is it with regard to food.
Look, hey, we're not bringing down the cost of gas. It's not going to happen. A world of make-believe. All right. We still have to make fun of Michael Avenatti. That's going to be fun. Actually, more specifically, we're going to make fun of the media. That's probably more fun than making fun of Michael Avenatti. We're not going to see him for a few years. He has to go away. So we're going to make fun of him. We have more living in a world of make-believe. I have a great little soundbite on that. And from a credentialed person. Hang on.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath to find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush would be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, providing my own sound effects. What, Chris? You shouldn't have bought me. Chris bought me a whole pack of these things, too. The little party things, which is good because these must be made in China. This one's already, look, it's already going down, Chris. Maybe I blow too much. I don't know what the deal is. But before we get into making fun of Michael Avenatti, and apparently I'm going to have to set this up because Michael actually said, who's Michael Avenatti? That's hilarious. I guess this isn't as universally known as I thought. Before we get into that, the world of make-believe, in the world of make-believe from credentialed people, I'm going to play for you something now. Matt Walsh, he's a big Daily Wire guy. He's a friend of mine. He has a movie out right now called What is a Woman? Where he basically goes around and exposes the insanity of these people. Matt Walsh is sitting down with a woman here. She's a doctor. She's also a dean at Brown University. It's not just that this woman is certifiably insane. It's that this certifiably insane woman is educating the next Fortune 500 CEO, the next doctor, the next senator. It's that our insanity, instead of being ostracized or stuffed in a mental institution, we've chosen to elevate our insane people to the highest possible level. Listen to the dean at Brown.
Male gametes. That's what makes me male.
No, your sperm don't make you male.
Then what does?
It's a constellation.
In reality, in truth, okay?
Whose truth are we talking about?
The same truth that says we're sitting in this room right now, you and I.
No, you're not listening.
If I see a chicken laying eggs and I say that's a female chicken laying eggs, did I assign female or am I just observing a physical reality that's happening in the world?
Does a chicken have gender identity? Does a chicken cry? Does a chicken commit suicide? Let's frame it. Because you're talking, you're trying.
A chicken has sex like any biological organism.
A chicken has an assigned gender, but a chicken doesn't have a gender identity.
So we assign female to chickens when they lay eggs?
We assume they're female if they lay eggs.
I can't stress this enough. That's not just some wingnut hippie chick in bare feet with armpit hair on the street corner of Madison doing yet another protest with a sign in her hands. That human being was what our society would call extremely accomplished, credentialed, helping educate future generations, making sure her insanity is spread throughout. Now, how are you supposed to handle that? Are you supposed to come together with that person? Moderate? Hey, let's work it out together. How could you come together with that person? She exists in a world that is separate from yours, a world that is completely made up. There is no coming together there. You can either try to pull her out or you got to let her go. You got to let her go. All right. Now, I was just going to play the montage of the media praising Michael Avenatti, but our Michael is apparently stupid and doesn't remember who Michael Avenatti is, so allow me to explain. When Donald Trump was president, there was this phenomenon, and I know you guys know this, there was this phenomenon where the system decided no matter what, all chips to the center of the table. We have to get rid of this system virus, Donald Trump. We have to get rid of him before he screws up this huge scam we've got going. And part of the results of that was they would reach out to any obvious huckster or scammer to try to bring them into the fold and publicize them as long as they were willing to say anti-Trump things. That's all it took. Say anti-Trump things. And along comes this guy, Michael Avenatti. He's an attorney. Total dirtball. He's an attorney, and he chooses to represent Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels is an actress in films that you probably shouldn't have on your computer. All right, I'll just put it to you that way. She's an actress. All right, I have no idea whether she's a great performer or not, nor do I intend to find out. But that Stormy Daniels is an actress. Well, there were all these accusations that Trump and Stormy Daniels had some kind of a history together, family show, so I'm not going to go into all that. And then she sues Donald Trump, whatever. Michael Avenatti becomes the voice of somebody who's trying to take down Trump, trying to take down the system virus. And Michael Avenatti becomes this media darling. And I mean media darling. And it really, any reasonable person, if you actually sat down and listened to the guy talk, could tell, okay, this comes off as a little skeevy. This doesn't come off right at all. And yet, just because he was opposing Donald Trump, this was the treatment Michael Avenatti got from the American media.
He's Donald Trump's worst nightmare, Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
Let's bring in Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
Don Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say.
I am just dying to hear what you think.
These people all like you.
Michael Avenatti is laying down the law as guest co-host. And is he really thinking about running for president?
One reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
You look at the field of Democrats right now, and Avenatti's the one who stands out.
If they decide they value a fighter most,
yes,
people would be foolish to underestimate Michael Avenatti.
I have always said that they need a fighter.
Michael Avenatti is going to prison for 4 years for fraud. He was Stormy Daniels' attorney. He ripped her off so bad and apparently swindled her out of a bunch of cash. The news came down today that he's going to prison for 4 years for fraud. And I just played it one because it's fun. It's so fun to make fun of the media. And this goes back to, look, we were just making fun of the dean at Brown, this psychopath woman who couldn't define what a woman is. It really applies across the board in our society of how our most accomplished people, or at least I shouldn't say most accomplished because that doesn't apply to the media. It's not like this is some kind of an accomplishment to do this job, but our most public, highest platform individuals are the dumbest people in the United States of America. How do we get there? And more importantly, how do we come back from that? How do we come back from our experts constantly being wrong about everything to the point where we have to consider them no longer experts, but flat out morons?
As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that I didn't at the time didn't fully understand.
Didn't fully understand. That's the Treasury Secretary, Ivy League educated, didn't see economic hardship coming when you printed $6 trillion over the course of 22 months. That was a stun for you. Whoa, where'd that come from? All right, Jesse. Love your show. I'm cracking up at your comments about the ungrateful immigrants. I've said the same thing for years without as much class. I am a classy person, Chris. I tell the same to progressive commie citizens. If you don't like it here in the U.S., get the beep out. Stop screwing it up for those of us who like liberty, freedom, and the Constitution. I'm a despicable, suburbia, middle-aged woman, conservative and gun-toting, and I'm proud of it and says I can use her name. Her name is Kim. I had no idea when I just got upset last night. I had no idea that would become a something people loved. We had so many emails about that angry rant last night that I'm going to play it again here in a second in case you missed it. Before I play that for you, we've been talking about guns and shootings and things like that. Is your family protected? I don't mean you personally. I'm sure you probably are. Is your husband? Is your mother? Your wife? Is your son getting ready to go out, travel for work, maybe go out on the road with his friends? Does he have some way to protect himself from the monsters out there? Why doesn't he have a hero gun yet? There are no excuses. Look, whether you're a gun guy, which I am, I still have one. I always have one with me. Maybe you're not a gun guy or not a gun girl. That's fine. You don't have to have ever held a gun in your life or know anything about them. It's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls that create these chemical pepper clouds. Takes a couple minutes to learn how to use it. Point and squeeze. Anyone can do it. You don't need a concealed carry permit. And it might just save your life. It saved other lives. It's won awards. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse because that gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and remember, that makes tomorrow a Friday. Get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in now. Remember, for you new listeners, on Friday, the whole show, the entire 3 hours, we answer whatever questions you email into jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I love these headlines. Because they're so revealing about how serious we are about solving a problem. The headline from the New York Post is this. And I'm going to get to my angry rant that I'm going to replay here in a second. But the headline is this. Woman hurls anti-Asian insults at a man on an NYC train. Okay. I am looking. Wow, it's a really short New York Post article. Hang on, this will just take me a second. A hateful attacker. Okay, that's one description. A hateful attacker. And then we get down to the victim. Okay, the second paragraph, there's a victim. We know that he's a 65-year-old man. So we know now that he's a 65-year-old Asian man who was attacked. Okay. And we know it was a woman and a hateful woman who attacked him. Hang on. That's all right. That's two paragraphs in. I guess she, oh, wow. She bit him and scratched his arms. Golly, what a psycho. And now we're back to talking about him. We know where he was taken. He's in stable condition. Okay. All right. Well, that's weird. They're talking about another incident now, a separate incident. It says another Asian man who was 20 was stabbed at the same station during a dispute with just a stranger. And now we're back to the victim. We know where the victim was taken. According to law enforcement, this might be the best part, it wasn't clear what the argument was about. Gosh. Hey, Chris, Michael, I think you guys might have messed this up when you printed this off for me. I've only got these two pages here. I mean, there's two different incidents. I know that these are all on camera. You forgot to include the part of the article where it describes who did the attacking. You guys didn't? Oh, it didn't? This is the entire article? Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, look, I guess we know how seriously we want to. What was that hashtag? Stop Asian hate. Golly, these freaking people. What an unserious country we live in. Oh, here's something that is serious before I play my angry rant. Are you stuck in a timeshare? If you are, don't feel stupid. I've been ripped off before. I know what it's like. Don't feel stupid. It is, frankly, the norm with these timeshare companies. When you sign up, they lock you in and they keep you in forever. That's just what they do. They keep you in. The fine print says you have to keep paying the annual fees and the special assessments. Maybe you should just call Lone Star Transfer. They've helped over 16,000 people. Their success rate is 99%. They will get you out. They have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau for a reason. They guarantee the release of all liability, and they do that in writing and in a specific time frame. You want to talk about calling your shot? That's Babe Ruth calling your shot. If you're stuck in a timeshare, make a phone call. The no obligation consultation is free. Just make one phone call. 844-310-2646. 844-310-2646. All right, before we get to Democrats doubling down on the crazy, I do want to get to this. Apparently, struck a nerve when I went off last night because some New York Times reporter was talking about how immigrants don't want to raise their kids here. And I got mad. I don't get mad a lot on the show. You know, I like to laugh. I got mad. Apparently, you enjoyed it. I thought I'd play it again. Here it is. New York Times reporter tweets that everyone she knows wishes they could raise their kids outside of America. Quote, I'm a child of immigrants. When I was a kid, everyone I knew wished they could raise their children in America. Now, everyone I know wishes they could raise their children outside of America. I want to say this to every immigrant, legal or illegal, doesn't matter. Every single person who wasn't born here and came from another country. If you're unhappy here, leave. Farnaz, take yourself and your whole ungrateful dirtball family and take them back to the dump you came from. Every single one of you. I am so sick of the people who come from all these dump countries around the world and come here and then whine about the place. That loser Congressman Ilhan Omar from Minneapolis does this all the time. She came from the worst country on the planet. Somalia is the biggest dump on the planet. There's female genital mutilation at a rate of over 90% in that country. Her family escapes that and comes to America. America, baby, where we have it all. And that would be great, right? That'd be a great story. Welcome. Please come on in. And she has spent every waking moment since her family escaped hell and came here dumping on this country. So New York Times reporter, pack up your stuff and head back to Iran. Make sure you throw on a hijab before you do it, by the way. Oh, and don't come out as gay because they'll have you strung up from a crane by the end of the day. And that's after they're done caning you and pulling your fingernails out. Oh, you're not happy with America? Leave! Now, if you're somebody who immigrated here and you love it, and you celebrate it, and you try to make it better, that's the greatest story there is. I fought in the Marines with guys who either had just become citizens, or their dads did, or they were working on it. Guys from Puerto Rico, and Mexico, and Cuba, and Korea, actually, all kinds of different places. Total studs. That's a great story. If you're one of the people who escaped some dump to come here where you have everything, everything, and now you complain about it, pack up your stuff and leave. I had no idea that one was going to strike such a nerve. Apparently it did. All right, here's what we got, because we still have 2 hours left. Remember, Joe Biden is about to drop something that's going to affect all of us. Inez Stepman has a piece in the Wall Street Journal today. She's coming on about 30 minutes from now, and she's going to talk to us about that. Someone has a theory about Kamala Harris. Why is Dome the vice president? You remember when I've been telling you Democrats have been doubling down? They're going to continue to double down on the crazy. Oh, we have something brand new from that. LeBron James is a billionaire. Woohoo! For such a racist country. Good for us. All that is still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, before I forget, a couple things. If you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I understand the show is now broken up into three different parts. I didn't do it. The suits did it. I think it's stupid and inconvenient. Nevertheless, that's what's been done. May I suggest subscribing so they just automatically download? We found when they automatically download, they tend to be more in order than when you do it yourself. So on iTunes, hit subscribe. I don't know what that button is on iHeart or Spotify or Google. I'm sure it's follow or subscribe. Is it follow, Michael? It's follow. Okay, it's follow. Just click it so it automatically goes down and make your life easier until we can get this situation worked out and get it back to where it should be. All right. It's time for Dome Talk. Double down on the crazy talk. LeBron James, lots of fun. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.